Speaking at a three-day church seminar convened by an organization calling itself Build Africa, Mr. Tsvangirai said church leaders should not keep quiet when people's rights were being violated, adding that members of the clergy should remain apolitical.
When your citizens start asking, but why should we live this life of poverty, of deprivation? And when the church starts speaking on behalf of those citizens about their needs and about their problems, it is almost considered as political. But really, what should be happening is that that's exactly what the church should be doing, to be on the side of the people. So I certainly believe that the state cannot confine people on matters of faith and conviction because it is individual. However, there is a collective responsibility for both state and church where the interests of the citizens converge. And I think that's the role, complementary.
Speaking at the same occasion, a member of the Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe, Gudu Siana, said the major problem in Zimbabwe is that politicians tend to usurp the powers of the church.
The people that gather there, I think the church should be involved in anything that affects people because of its mandate from Jesus Christ, taking being shepherds of the flock. I don't think we will be good shepherds if we allow our flock to be vulnerable to the vagaries of politics. And for me, so I don't have a problem with the interaction of church and state. I have a problem when politicians of the government want to usurp the mandate of the church and vice versa. I think that church should be careful when we enter into the realm of politics.
Mr. Tsvangirai said it was disheartening that churches remained quiet in the post-independence era when atrocities such as those committed by the North Korean-trained 5 Brigade, commonly known as Gukura Hundi, were committed only for them to condemn the actions later.
In some of the atrocities that were very prevalent in this country, and it is that complicity and the silence around that complicity that is a blemish on the church. There was Gukura Hundi, where civilians were massacred. There was the post-2008 runoff election, state-sponsored violence. And the other violence and traumatic experience this country has gone through. And to a large extent, the church, I think, in a lot of ways remained silent. You had muted voices, but it remained as a collective silent. Invariably making it complicit to state abuses. Very unfortunate. So, I think one would say that it was because of the state's ability to intimidate, to instill fear amongst the church leaders, that resulted in this RPS. Of late, I think I want to thank that the church played a very significant role.
Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who was expected to share the platform with Mr. Tsvangirai, did not turn up after President Robert Mugabe, who arrived back from Ethiopia yesterday and slipped at the airport after addressing his followers, called an emergency cabinet meeting. Cabinet meetings are normally held on Tuesday. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.